USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today, a big loss is on Wall Street as the Dow has fallen already more than 1,000 points at times on Thursday. The NASDAQ is having the worst day percentage-wise as it has fallen more than 4%, while the S&P is also deep in the red. The downward plunge comes one day after stocks staged a massive rally after the Fed Reserve raised interest rates to fight soaring inflation. Senators are shining another spotlight on immigration and border security.
About 1 million people came to the border unlawfully and were admitted into the United States. This year, so far, 2022, it's unprecedented. So it's not a 15-year high, it's an historic high.
During Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman saying the situation at the southwest border is clearly a crisis. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt is touring tornado damage. A charter school in the town of Seminole took a direct hit.
There was a nice shelter there, and then when they came out, the whole roof was destroyed and all the outbuildings were turned over.
Seminole is about 50 miles southeast of Oklahoma City. It was hit with its third tornado of the week. Overnight storms damaged two schools, a marijuana farm, and other buildings. There was flooding, but the governor says there are no reports of serious injuries. The co-inventor of the implantable defibrillator has passed away.
Dr. Martin Mower, a former Maryland-based cardiologist who helped invent an automatic implantable defibrillator, has died at the age of 89. Mower and Dr. Michael Mirowski began working in 1969 on developing the miniature defibrillator.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
At the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives in Washington, D.C., Attorney General Merrick Garland is giving an update on his anti-crime strategy to bring down rising violent crime rates. Garland saying that gun kits will now be treated like normal firearms.
Those who engage in the business of dealing in these guns will be required to mark every frame or receiver with a serial number so that the guns can be traced. They are used in crime.
He says businesses will be required to be federally licensed, maintain records, and run background checks in the same manner as they would when selling a regular firearm. Garland not saying how many of these guns that are put together are used in violent crimes. A state is continuing to look at who received unemployment benefits.
Michigan's embattled unemployment insurance agency is dealing with more fraud. Officials say 55,000 more unemployment claimants who were overpaid during Governor Gretchen Whitmer's COVID-19 shutdowns will not have to repay those funds, totaling $431 million. UIA Director Julia Dale says the agency will continue to review overpayments and extend waivers to anyone eligible. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Find us by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.